when I'm down. Got my head in the clouds and my feet on the ground. I got big dreams.
Yeah, we got big dreams here at the Genius Lab. Thank you so much for tuning in and listening to my podcast. This is another podcast about impact and inspiration. And the thing I want you to think about is, what kind of impact do you want to have on the world? And what do you want to inspire the people that you communicate with to do? Ooh, that's kind of fun, huh? Believe it or not, everything you do has an impact. Okay, whether it's throwing a plastic jar out of the car window onto the side of the road, creating pollution and potentially damage to wildlife, to the act of picking up the garbage that idiot people throw on the side of the road. It can be, you know, a lot of times when I talk to people, it's like, oh, well, I don't heal anybody. I've never saved anybody's life and all this kind of stuff. And you know what? You actually don't really know that you have or haven't, okay? It's been so interesting for me over my years doing my drumming, the therapeutic drumming and therapeutic music, how people will say, you know, I don't think I ever told you this, but I was contemplating suicide. And when I went to your event and I heard the positive message that you put out, it changed my life. And I didn't kill myself, and actually, I love living now. So you don't actually know ever when you're doing something good. So just assume that all of your acts of kindness are going to come back with that kind of energy. Okay. And, you know, we'll just move forward and do what we can, but realize that everything you do does have an impact. Okay. And the other thing is, everything that you do inspires those who hear your message or sees your acts of kindness or not kindness. It inspires them to act in a certain way. Okay. So when I talk about impact and inspiration, I'm talking about a constant reality that, whether intentionally or unintentionally, you are creating this thing. Okay. So what I want to talk about today is the elimination of negative response to trauma. Okay. We've all suffered trauma, some at different levels than others. I mean, I've talked to military veterans who have, like, you know, had 20 of their friends killed in front of their very eyes, or their cars blown up in the middle of Iraq, or snipers picking off people, you know, when they're out on patrol. Crazy stuff, right? Big, huge, huge stuff. I've talked to people who have been in catastrophic car accidents, who have had medical emergencies, strokes, heart attacks, near-death experiences, on and on and on. Big, big, big stuff. And then I also have talked to people who have what we call, and what I would call that is like catastrophic trauma. Okay. It's like a single catastrophic event that you cannot get out of your mind. Okay. And then the other kind of trauma is kind of what we're all experiencing today with this whole COVID-19 thing, which is cumulative trauma. We're not used to being locked up in our houses, not being able to go to the store, not being able to go to the movie theater, not being able to go out to the bar or a restaurant or whatever. And initially it's like, okay, I see this as a social condition that's currently blah, blah, blah. And then all of a sudden it's like, shit. I really want to get the hell out of my house and go do something, and you can't. We're not used to that in this country. You know, I've visited developing countries with dictatorship governments where, you know, you come out of your house and they just fucking shoot you. You know, that's just how it rolls. And that's just the way it is. So these people are used to it. We're not used to that here. You know, the people that don't want to wear face masks, you know, compliance is subjectivity to a brutal dictatorship, blah, blah, blah. Well, that's fine. You know, I always ask them, I said, do you drive on the left side of the road in the United States? Well, of course not. I'd get in an accident. I said, well, that's compliance. You know, it just depends. And regardless of what you think about what a mask or does or doesn't do, like, I always get down to like, okay, am I going to spend more time and effort and energetic cost to fight this, or am I just going to do it? And, you know, if I want to go to the grocery store, put a fucking mask on, right? I have a friend that works for Guitar Center, and he's like, these people come up and they're like, I have a right not to wear a mask. And he's like, well, I have a right not to let you in the building. Okay, sure. So you want to get in a pissing contest? That's fine. Okay, so that's cumulative trauma, like all the little things that build up that create the confusion and the stress and the trauma of the day. Okay, so one of the things is, as we begin, what I'm getting is clients are calling me and they're like, you know, this is really starting to get to me. You know, the first month it was like kind of fun and playful. We were playing, you know, Survivor. And now it's getting old. Okay. It's been a long time. It looks like we're going to go into another shutdown. I don't know that I can take it. One of the beautiful things that has happened recently is I have got my certification in TRP, Tactical Resilience Practice. And process, tactical resilience process. It is a practice that is very, very powerful. It is a coaching method. This is not therapy. This is not content oriented. When you work with me on this, you don't go through the trauma and the terrible things that have happened to you. There's a dissociated state that we put you in to where we're working with your subconscious mind, repatterning the negative emotions connected to a memory. And we take that response and we reprogram it. So rather than, let's say if you have a level a scale of 0 to 10, 0 being no emotional response towards a thought or a memory at all, to 10, totally losing your shit and being freaked out. What we want to do is take those numbered 8, 9, 10, catastrophic episodes, and we want to bring them down to a 1 or a 0. Okay. That way you're never going to eliminate a memory. You know, a lot of I have people that I had somebody say, well, I've been doing this one kind of therapy for 12 months. I'm like, so how's it working? Well, it's getting better. Jesus criminy. You know, how about if you come for 3 sessions and just get it done with? You know, one of the things that is not helpful is reliving trauma. And there's I have some veteran friends and they work with the VA and they have this desensitizing kind of protocol where basically what they do is they recall the situation and they live it over and over and over and over and over and over and over until they get numb with it. The only problem is, if you look at the brain scientifically, the more you recall a trauma, the more traumatic it gets. You might trick yourself temporarily into thinking that you are getting used to it. Who wants to get used to a catastrophic trauma? That's the most ridiculous thing I've ever heard. What tactical resilience process is coaching you through the dissociated process. In other words, what's really cool, you're not actually watching the event at all, but we disassociate a part of yourself so that you're watching you watch it, but you're not seeing anything. I mean, it's so cool. The result is, after about 700 sessions, 97% success rate within 3 sessions. We're talking 10, level 10 traumatic incident, level 10 traumatic response to a memory down to a 2, 1, or 0 within 3 sessions. And clearly, you know, with a couple of sessions after that, you're done. I mean, if you need more than 5 sessions, this is not working for you. And I will tell you right now, so far, there has been no one that has not had a significant improvement. I'm not saying everybody got to a 0, but everybody got a really good night's sleep. So it's very exciting. So if you want to know more about that, go to Toby, www.tobychristensen.com/remove. And that stands for remove the trauma without the drama. So, so we have our major big blast, catastrophic traumatic events. I've dealt with people who have been raped. I've dealt with people who have been severely beat up. I've dealt with people who have been shot at, car accidents, horribly tragic divorces, best friends stabbing them in the back, blah, 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 like big, big stuff. And I've dealt with people who are just getting driven crazy by this whole COVID thing, staying in the house, and the fear that maybe it's lurking around their house and so on and so forth. Like people who can't sleep at night because they think their sheets might have the COVID on it. Hey, our mind is a creative thing, right? These people are not crazy. They've taken in a certain amount of information that's creating the thoughts that are driving them crazy. And so we want to undo that. If you have a situation that has been bothering you, if you've been irritable, just some signs, okay? I don't diagnose you. There's a lot of people out there, and of course, post-traumatic stress is a big deal and it is a real thing, but I'm not a clinical psychologist. I'm not going to diagnose you. You've got a situation that's keeping you up at night. You've got a situation that's causing problematic thoughts, and we want to get rid of them. We want to make you feel better. We want you to sleep at night. We want you to have a good life. And so, if you're interested in this, go to www.tobychristensen.com/remove. Check it out. Click the link below if you're ready to be healed, and we will work with you on eradicating the negative emotional response that you have to certain, whether it's a major trauma or whether it's cumulative. This is a beautiful process that is powerful. This was influenced by neuro-linguistic programming, which was started back in the 70s, late 60s, early 70s. This has been around for a long time, but this particular way of doing it, this particular process, Dan Jarvis and some of his team created, it is profoundly powerful. It is specifically geared towards eradicating trauma. And I want you to have a good life, trauma-free, and I want you to get out and rock and roll. So that's it for today. Keep looking up and have a beautiful, beautiful life. Have a fantastic day, whatever time of day you're listening to this. And if you have problems sleeping, if you find yourself being irritable, if you find an unreasonable fear encroaching into your life, contact me. Let's run some sessions. We can do them over Zoom. We can do them over Skype. We can do them over FaceTime. We can do them over the phone. We will find a way, and we will get you back on track, kicking butt, taking names, and looking up.